nonsense before we begin this Scared Kelly Town Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. Happy 2020. We're back.
Happy freaking New Year. We made
it. Yes, we did. Start of a new decade as well, which everyone seems to be calling it,
which
is,
they ain't wrong.
Right, very true. And to start off the new year, Harvard has, before we proceed with this topic, which could be considered controversial or be looked at as us not as...
Disclaimer, this is just a study. We are not doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We're just reporting the news, folks.
Yep. And this study could also provide more knowledge for those who have children who are on the spectrum, as well as could have congenital heart disease at a very young age, which, granted, the study that was conducted was a very controlled study, which it's great to have this knowledge, and it's not the end all be all.
It's not the textbook.
Right. And
one size fits all.
And as well as there are a lot of people who may not be able to know about this study and might have children who could potentially have might have challenges with heart-related issues. This could provide some answers, because if there are links to congenital heart disease at a young age, this could also mean there could be resources out there that families could utilize. And
I think
not
you might have autism and not have a congenital heart disease.
Very true, very
true. Or vice
versa. Right. But knowledge, and also more knowledge is power when families may not be looking around and finding that Harvard Health blog posted this in Harvard Medical School. It's great that they put out this information. What is key is letting families be able to know about this, so maybe they could discuss more things with their doctors too.
Let's say you could have one thing, but yet not have the other thing.
Right.
I mean, little is known about. Like what we said before, we're not doctors.
Mm-hmm. And if there's a chance of a possible link, and if it's such a controlled study, in which they stated, it was a case control study, which means one of the first confirmed people born with congenital heart disease,
CHD,
will have approximately 33% likelihood of receiving a diagnosis of autism. Which means that in addition to that, there's so many other factors as well that could elevate whatever the risks of being on the spectrum, as well as having other abilities as well. So this study could also can lead to more information being out there, but yet could lead to so many people going, how does this 33% likelihood impact children as a whole, as well as infants who could be diagnosed with one thing, but may not lead to the other or other abilities, which no one, I think there should be more, there has to be more, the more knowledge is power. I would hope that this study gives parents and caregivers gives them more tools to utilize as well.
It could be something like as a possibility, like for the toolbox.
Yeah, and
because
autism
is many different things.
Yeah, and the study also has said that those with CHD, the more severe as infants during infancy go for surgery, which means there's always room to have
something else.
Yeah, they could be given more additional care. They still, and this was a controlled study, which means there's definitely more room for research, as well as to realize what tools could parents have.
I think it needs more research.
Oh yeah, that's there's
sure,
no
like one little check of a whole community.
Right. And the fact that this just came out and was released, it's great that they released these findings. It still means that there's still a lot of people that may or may not be affected by this. And each person is very different. Each child is different. So the fact that they're saying, hey, children might have this, the children may not either.
Like one out of three, you might have it.
Right. And it
more than likely you don't have it.
Right. And even at that, if someone has a diagnosis of CHD, we have modern technology, modern medicine. So what happens if someone is diagnosed? They monitor it. It's not the end all be all. It's literally saying, hey, you have this. Yeah,
Things might be more difficult, but it's not impossible.
Right. And having the ability to realize things could be more difficult and things can be and people aren't alone that have different abilities. There's so many communities out there that parents could learn, as well as groups that children could be be integrated with and be included with, so they're not alone. This is room for growth on all aspects. And if someone's able to see that, yes, someone has, might be diagnosed with being on the spectrum, that still not, it does not mean that you're any different. It means that there's so much more, that there's so much more. It's a learning process for whomever is involved, for the caregivers. It does not mean, it means that
at the end of the day, we're still all learning.
Yeah. If it means that there needs to be additional services, look at it as more services and more resources, the better children are as well. Because how is that supposed, making things, being, having that ability to have
the services right now are pretty much hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And having that ability to learn, grow, and have that, and be able to just have that sense of gaining the sense of just knowing that it's okay to be different. It's okay to feel.
It is definitely okay to be different.
Yeah.
Nothing is perfect in life, folks.
Yeah. And yes, there could be more time. Yes, these studies are great resources to learn and grow. It's definitely more has to, there definitely needs to be more growth to realize, to see if this is even a possibility or how likely this outcome is for those with different abilities, because everyone's different as well.
Because we're all going through something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this also means that this new study focuses on children. This will impact parents if they're not aware of, if they have both of these diagnoses. And there definitely has to be more, the communication with physicians has to be there as well. It can't just be hit or miss, or doctors thinking that it's not something, when parents know what their kids are like. Parents could see if their child struggling. I just see it as, this is progress. And studies mean that there is potential. And the more people learn.
Yeah, at least we're exploring that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like, surprise.
Right, because if people don't know about this, and people are unaware of the study, and it's broken down for people that are not in the medical profession and the medical, or who aren't doctors or medical professionals who are involved with the medical field, you won't know about this. It has to be broken down into, and need for someone who is who could be seeing their kids struggle or see them see just something isn't right. There needs to be more communication, and doctors should be willing to see where the parents are coming from with this. And I hope the progress with this study leads to more resources, especially if kids are in need of more assistance as well with different with their medical needs, because that's a big deal. And if this could give parents more resources, that's going to be progress in the right direction. And you can't deny that any progress. And this means that people will actually be able to get more care.
People actually have a chance.
Mm-hmm. I say that's a pretty big deal.
That sounds like a win, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And on that note, we will be back next Monday, same time, same place. And boy, do we have something. We have a twist on a real life, a Christmas story tale that is not the movie. As well as, yeah.
We got something good cooking next week.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Yes. And we'll be back Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And have a good rest of your week. And
good night, everybody.
Yes.